Show me what he's bought.
See, sir, in, what you'd have to knock down, you'd have to knock down. Here's an interesting child, but I like to eat cheese on Shabbos Moshi. You'd have to? Not really. So one that we said, that's quite clear, making cheese is an Isra Binyan. That's hard. I'll have to make cheese on Shabbos. Oh, we said already when we did Boina. Sorry? Oh, so the it should work out. Why is it Boina? What? What's Boina? What's the problem? When you make cheese, why when you make cheese, someone was explaining to me, they put rennet in, why is it? It starts curdling. And then it binds together. The curdling binds together. That is an act of binyan. In fact, someone does on Shabbos, doesn't it? It's actually opinion. You know, it's a Hiddish. It's Mamish Minna Torah and Isra Boina. So we always know the rule is whatever's boina to undo it is soisa. What? Oh, so what? The shayla is over here. What's about when you eat cheese? You cut it. Let's say not even eat it. Let's say you cut it. So one cuts the cheese into small parts. Is there a problem of teichen when you cut cheese? There you go. So cheese is no problem of cutting. There's no gedilei karka. Can you use a cheese cutter? That's also mutter, even though normally you mustn't use a keli amiyuchad, a designated keli you mustn't use. But a cheese cutter is not a problem for two reasons. Some say it's only knives, very sharp knives put together. And others say the reason why it's mutter is because it's a keli hamutter. It's not gedilei karka, it's not doing teichen at all. That's not called teichen. And therefore, a cheese cutter is mutter to use, even though it slices very thinly. But the shayla is, let's say you're going to slice it very thinly. Have you done soisa?
What's the machine? You put it on there and you cut it off.
What?
It's like a
slicer, cheese slicer. It's like a orange wire. It's got a wire. What?
Orange juice things. Cut oranges in half.
No, that's one mistaken.
That's one mistaken. Orange. You put it into a thing. You put it into forks.
Teuchen has to be one. Yeah, before, just hurry on. Teuchen has to be cut very finely. Someone takes an apple, for example, cuts it into four quarters. It's not teuchen. Teuchen has to be small pieces. So if you take a cheese cutter, slice it very thinly. Yeah.
It's a big piece.
Yeah, I know, but it's very thin. So that's teuchen. That is teuchen. That should be teuchen, but for cheese, this is not gedilei karka. It doesn't grow from the ground. Like a cucumber. Someone cuts cucumbers very slicing. It's my colleagues we saw over here, Moshe and others, many possibly, most possibly take on it as a shadow token. Even though it's not diced, it's sliced in very thin pieces. Arrived from Rashi. Rashi says if a person cuts wood and he slices the wood to make thin strips, Rashi says that's token. Token means to grind, Moshe. You're grinding, all right? So the shadow is
no.
An egg slicer. Why is that mutter? An egg slicer. There's no trade, there's no gedilei karka. No, but can you use a keli amiyuchad? Can you use a specialized keli? No. When it's mutter, it's mutter. There's no gazeri here, Chazal made it mutter.
Can you use a keli amiyuchad for an
X? What? No, you can't. What do you mean? You can use an X slicer. You can use an X slicer. You can't use a normal grater to grate eggs. That's what the chol. Because that grater is normally used for teichen. So you can't use a grater for grating eggs on Shabbos. You can use an egg slicer or a cheese slicer. But I'm asking my friend, can you cut your cheese into small pieces?
Yes.
Small
pieces?
Everyone's saying yes, but I don't know why. Can anyone tell me why is it mutter? Why is it not soisa? What? You're not separating the kernels, yeah?
You're not undoing it.
I want to ask your friend, my rabbi, or rabbi, someone.
Soisa isn't undoing. What? Soisa isn't an undoing.
I'm going to ask you that. This is a discussion I asked last time. We've got to start this one. When someone knocks a building down, you don't take it apart brick by brick. You knock the whole wall down. Is that so, sir?
That is so, sir. Yes.
You can't do it on Shabbos. Don't do it on Shabbos. Don't do it during the week either. But that is so, sir.
Yeah.
So why is the breaking the cheese different? Oh, very good. So some people say, I'll tell you the simplest explanation of all this I can see. Is that interesting? Why is soisa, when you knock a building down, let's say destructive, why is it awesome? Soisa minatoi is when you destroy, almanos libnos. If you destroy, almanos. If you destroy but not to build, it's osa because of a gazeri, you might build it. When a person cuts cheese, there's no gazeri, you can't put it together again. So the whole thing doesn't make sense by cheese. Now, mainly, that's the simplest answer why there's no soisa when you eat cheese. So 1 minute. Now, coming to this, interesting now, by any food, that's not so posh now, yeah? Because let's say you take a sugar cube, and you grind it, let's say, and you put it all into little particles. You could stick that together again, make a sugar cube. I'm saying that really is a bit different there. There it gets a bit worse by sugar cubes, Lamarchal. You could stick it together again. A sugar cube that was a cube. Maybe not glue, edible glue. Yeah? Peanut butter. I'll say it's possible. That's why this head doesn't work for everything, the miser. So I saw a good shot actually. Some say, I think the Sefer Amos Malachas says, like those things, Derech Achil is Mutter. It's an interesting story. I mean, it's from Rosh Hashanah. I don't have it because that Rosh Hashanah says. But it looks like Rosh Hashanah says that Issa of Soysa is when you've got something still there. When it's consumed, I'm not sure what this means then, when it's gone, you eat it up, there's no Soysa anymore. This is actually a big shaila by the poskim. Is it shaykh's boin on food items? Does it mean, we never spoke about this properly actually, we both touched it once, very slightly. Is it shaykh's boin on food? We touched it very slightly. I tell you what, there's an interesting thing, I'm going to have wrong. So, the cheese making is a problem, yeah? So we said, let's just see if I can find this over here.
Are you allowed to put cheese in the lady?
You can do it however you want, there's no soysa by what you got. Let me just find out where it is. It's over here by boina. Taka, very interesting. It's boina by food, by, what do you call it? Piscatua, Shinkham, Allah, Islam, Beth. I want to read that Lashon Chai Odom actually. Chai Odom is actually very machma on this. It starts off with this thing about cheese making. That since cheese making is a problem of boina, says the Chai Odom, can't make cheese and Shabbos. The dear Ramogan Avron, Ramogan Avron, this comes from Ramogan Avron. This, sorry, you mustn't. There's an issa binyan even by food items. Going on a gabin gavina, someone makes cheese. Oyster medabi peiros or mashal oyster shuny yofin. He takes fruits and he sticks them together very well. Or if he's there, mustn't kitzur shulchan aruch, because shechoytchem betzolim in bay when you cut onions and egg and onion. Oyim chaylev me herring. You mustn't stick them together. Make them nice. So he's learning that there's binyan by food items. The Maisa, many posts can take on, that's what I think what we generally take on, that there's no boina by food items. There's no iso, binyan by food items. The Maisa, it looks like we're maker by this. I'm saying it's much to do. What? I'm saying, so the top boina, yeah, according to that, it's a problem. According to the Chayodim, it's a problem. It's interesting, so according to the Chayodim, it's like a problem of binyan, so one shouldn't do that. But with the Maisa, I don't think we take on that's a problem. It's not that we don't think it's a problem, boina. Okay, let's move on to what we're talking about here. So, that was the shaila of cheese. There's no problem with cheese. The other shaila now is, the other thing is, I must say, many years ago, I was in Golders Green, actually, that's where I come from. I was walking past a road, I remember it very clearly, I was walking down Worcester Avenue, and a woman shouted out to me from the room window that she's stuck in the room, she's got a fire in the house. Yeah. Can I break the door open? Can I break the door open and come and rescue her?
So what did you do?
Well, I said, hang on, you have to wait a minute, I'm going to start the story with you. There's all right, but you have to wait. Well, I'm going to wait the story. Yeah. The kids, I didn't know what to do. Anyway, I said, "Where have to go?" What?
She said,
"Smoke in the house. Smoke in the house.
In
her own house." And she's locked in the bedroom. She's shut the bedroom door. Don't want to come.
I'm
not talking about Shabbos actually. I'm not talking about Shabbos. It wasn't Shabbos on the weekend. I'm finished my story. First of all, Sakon the Posh for a Goy is not so posh, my friend, yeah?
Right.
Let me start. Let me start the story again. Cancelled, start again. I was walking on the road on Wednesday afternoon at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I think. Summer, in the summer. And I come out, go walking down the road, a woman shouts out from her window, she's got some smoke in her, what do you call it, in her house, she doesn't want to come out, can I do something about it? So I didn't know what to do. Those days there were no mobile phones on me. It was on Wednesday. But kids, I went, Baruch Hashem, I spoke about it, I went out to Goldview Road, and believe it or not, there was a policeman walking up the road there. What?
I
went to the police station. I told the policeman, someone stuck around the corner, you might have to come and help me. So the policeman said, yeah, he came with me, walked out, one was way nearby, he saw a woman shouting, he said, okay, no problem. I said, I can't believe what he did. So let's say this was a door over here. So he said to me, right, come with me if you want. He said, anyway, he walked back, and he ran towards the door. As he got to the door, he put his foot there, and the door just swung open, mummish. Anyway, I thought, a bit of fun, I'm going to go upstairs with him. I went into the room. Anyway, what happened was nothing, actually. What happened, she was like a flat. She was upstairs, and she left on her kitchen some egg, frying. It was just, she had no oil in there, so it was frying away. It was smoking the whole kitchen, but there was nothing in the house. Why? It was nothing. Anyway, it was all right. But I'm just saying it's very easy to break a door open, really. That's the truth. I'm not saying I'm a professional Gannath, but it's possible to do this, yeah? Now, the shayla is, what happens to Chasron now, the shayla that I come back to now, why happens this happens on Shabbos? Someone is stuck in the room, right? It's very posh. Someone, I've had this once also before, I was in the store with someone, and the person went to the toilet. Actually, it was on Friday afternoon, so it wasn't in the world. He went to the toilet Friday afternoon, he shut the door, and the door handle broke. Finished. That's what we thought it was, we couldn't get out. Now, the shayla is, what happened to Chasron? This happens on Shabbos. What? Now, 1 minute. The shayla is what you can do, first of all. Let's go slowly. First of all, can I smash the door itself? That means, can I barge against the door, knock it, and break the lock? Do I have to have an older person in
the... Is it car?
So the person is in there, is an older person. The person, yeah, so the person, there's no child in there, it's an elderly person. The shine is, what is wrong with me smashing the door open, yeah? The shine is, what am I doing? When you smash the door, it's so certain, I'm not living on those pastures, yeah? I'm not smashing to build up again afterwards. I want it to be replaced, but I'm not doing it now. I'm not smashing. No person is smashing the door to build up a game afterwards. He's not doing it for that reason. I much prefer not to knock it down. So Simonos Livnos is a bad building where you are, and you knock the building down to make a better building, or you want to redo something. If someone smashes a window and he wants to put, he's got no reason to smash a window, but he's got to put a new one afterwards. That's not called So Simonos Livnos. This is called Soysa Shaloya Manos Livnos. Can I do it on Shabbos? The answer is no. It's an Issa Drabonon, and one can't do an Issa Drabonon on Shabbos. What?
It's a secret issue.
This is not a secret issue, my friend.
It's
something
that will happen.
It's a mice to be dying. This is smashing a door. You're breaking it. That's not obsidiration. That's the mice are breaking. I want to break the door. And even if it's obsidiration, it's still awesome to watch.
I got it.
Smashing the window to
come
to our
camera
on Shabbos.
Is that
breaking the window? Not because he wants to break the window.
He's not doing Amnos Livnos. I want to make it not a Gannath. I'm talking about someone's not a Gannath. Yeah, so the mice and the shine is over here. Can you break the door? No, you can't.
Yeah, what? It depends on your school of Belzer. They carry it.
Moshe, can you go on tape, Kevin Moshe? So, you can't, the mice have smashed the door. Smash the door, Moshe, you can't do Lechoyah, because that is Rabbonah. What you can do is you can maneuver. If you can get a card or something in the doorway to open the lock and force it open, or put a pin through there or a knife through there, so in order to maneuver the lock that opens up, that's Lechoyah, no problem at all. That's nothing, that's posh, that's mutter. Now, that's posh to do. Lechoyah, to get a goy, to open the door, that is already much better. That's a shmus to shmus. It's an Isra Rabbonon. I'm merely like an Isra Rabbonon, but I'm not considering a godel. I mean, a person stuck in there all day. I mean, I must tell you the truth. You know, to say a story, I don't know who it was, one of the Gedolim who went to the Beis HaKisei on Shabbos, and the Maisa, when he shut the door, the light went on. And he realized that when he opens the door, the light's going to go off. Apparently, the story goes, the godel sitting in the toilet on Shabbos. It's an interesting thing, the Maisa. But so really, if you think about it. What?
What's the shayla? He goes out, the light goes out.
It's wrong. It's almost a situation, really. Because what happens
when
he's straight away. What? He wants to go out.
He wants to go out,
but it's a situation when he goes out, the light's going to go off. That's Osh Rabbonon, man. That's good. It's a Rabbonon still. You can't do it. A Psyrrhaester Nikola is not put on Shabbos, it's a Rabbonon.
If
you go,
the light goes on.
If you go, if you.
The light goes on and I go, I don't need that light, enough light to give me enough light.
Well, that's called misasik, because your bum is doing something else. That's the way you have to do it. Opening a door, the Shlomo Zalman time is over here. Like these doors are like a fridge door. A fridge door is not misasik. That's the mice to be done. That is how the fridge works. You have to know, it's an interesting shayla. I'm just telling you, over here, Lechoyah, what should come out over here is that a person should stay in the room locked. It's a moedig azak, that means he's going to miss Kiddush, he's going to miss Dan, he's going to miss everything. He can't learn for, I don't know, it could be a few hours. If it's an Eisat Tzorich, Mamish, or it's an Eisat Tzorich, it's very hard, possibly one could ask a goy to knock it down. The mosh is going to miss all his minyanim and everything. Then one could think to himself, lechayr, that's an esat tzorach, like a mitzvah. Lechayr, one could ask a goy for that to do that. If there's a child who's got stuck in there,
why can't you unfold the goy? The goy does not know about the light. The goy just knows he's stuck in there.
Are you talking about the case of the toilet?
Yeah.
That would be a good answer. That's actually right. You hear what I'm saying? That you, what you could do is, the light, as far as I know, in the toilet works, so when you open the door, it goes off, yeah? What you could do is, you can call a goy, and say you're stuck in there, and you can turn the lock open, and say to the goy, can you help me? I can't get out. The goy pushes open the door. That's a specific ratio. That is mutter for the goy to do, the goy. That's much better. So that would be an answer. Be a good rabbi, Chaim. That's a good answer, what to do.
So I'm not allowed to have the goy on Shabbos night. If
you're
in the dark and there's no light,
you're
in the
funeral.
Can I say
this? No, that's not for coming over here. If you've got a young child, Rabbi, if you've got a young child stuck in a room, Chazal look at a young child, it gets very, very panicky. It's very often, it's a mamish, it could be psychosis or washes. A child goes into
the bedroom. I was stuck in the bedroom on Shabbat afternoon, with a young child on the other side. Nice,
but
stuck in.
Where was the young child?
Out of the room to get to the Yeah,
shall right,
I
do?
Like,
you look
after the child?
He's
not alone in the house.
Oh, right.
He's not alone.
He wasn't in the school at the moment.
But was he panicking? He's panicking because his father's not there, I thought you were panicking.
He was quite happy. He was quite happy. He was quite happy.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. Mr. Moynihan Zach, as I'll say that a child, obviously I don't know what child you're talking about, but a young child who's panicking, in such a case there, it's got to deny psychosis or poshers. And then you can do whatever you have to do. In fact, you could even mind exactly what you could do. Let's say the child got stuck in the toilets and he's panicking. So you're stuck. I don't know what you do, Rachman Stomp, but you could even phone the police if you have to. You could do it. This is the right thing. Psychosis or poshers. You're not doing this. You could either kick it out. Not always. Some of these doors are very hard to open, yeah? There, with that policeman, that story, he had a big run-up, actually, yeah? So he was okay. I mean, it's mind how he did it, actually. I mean, obviously trained to do this to break a door. But he did it in seconds. I mean, he ran out and the door just broke open. Sometimes you've got a very narrow door, a gangway. You haven't got a run-up to knock the door. You can't do it. It's very hard to do. So then, it could be in a moshe. You have to go to your neighbour, let's say, go and get a ladder, carry a ladder through the streets. That's mutter. Because it's sakonos nefoshes, so sakonos nefoshes, you can do whatever you want. You have to call the police, you're allowed to do the police, you can call the police. That's only that you have to work out the situation. It's talking about whether a child is panicking. If it's a person who's under control, he could actually stay there, he doesn't mind staying there, and it's not such a tzorach. I'm saying, normally it's a tzorach, he's going to miss davening, he's going to miss all his sudas, everything, so then you can rely on asking a goy to do it. But if there's a necessity, you're allowed to ask a goy. That's what that would be allowed to be done. If you need to, you're allowed to ask a goy. All right, I'll be sorry.